Cinnamon Bear.
Judy and Jimmy, with their friends Cinnamon Bear and the Crazy Quilt Dragon, have made a marvelous discovery. As you'll probably remember, they're still in the Golden Grove, where they were supposed to find an important clue under the singing tree. But that was practically impossible, because all the trees in the Golden Grove looked exactly alike. Too tired to look further, they fell asleep. And when they awakened, they discovered they'd been napping right under the very tree they were searching for. And that wasn't all they discovered. For right beside them stood an enormous silk hat with windows and a door in it, and pinned to the door a note which Jimmy is about to read. Let's listen.
Bless my stuffing, but I'm getting curious. What does it say, Jimmy?
Well, it says, "No trespassing unless you are Judy, Jimmy, Cinnamon Bear, and the Crazy Quilt Dragon."
My, this is interesting indeed.
I'm going to open the door.
Very comfy looking, I'd say, at a quick glance.
My, my. Four chairs, each by a window. Stylish stuff. All the trimmings.
And look, three are just our size, and one's big enough for Crazy Quilt.
It's an awful nice place to sit, all right. But I don't see what this has to do with getting the star put back together again.
Wait. Here's another note on one of the chairs.
Read it, Patio Cinnamon.
Okay. Very interesting indeed. It's from Melissa, just as I thought.
A logical supposition, my friend, but proceed to enlighten us as to its content.
Very well. Dear friends, the flying hat will take you out of Maybeland to a place where you should have no trouble getting your precious silver star mended. When you are ready for the flight, just say, "Topper, topper, off we go to the land of ice and snow." Upon your arrival, ask the first person you meet where to go to find Nicky Froodle. Lots of luck, Melissa. Wait, here's a P.S. Do not be afraid of the flying hat. It is equipped with the very best Maybeland motor.
Oh, this is awful exciting. But I wonder why we have to go to a land of ice and snow to get the silver star fixed.
It is indeed mystifying. But undoubtedly, Melissa has some definite reason for sending us there.
Well, I don't want to rush you, but we're wasting time. Suppose we just do as Melissa says and get going.
Always the practical man of affairs, Jimmy. Let us go indeed.
I'll say the rhyme that Melissa told us to use to make the flying hat go. Everybody ready?
Surest thing you know.
Indubitably.
What?
Just skip it.
Topper, topper, off we go to the land of ice and snow.
We're going right up. Oh, boy, this is swell.
We're way over the tops of the trees already.
And look, the Golden Grove looks just like a lot of melted butter.
Always thinking of your tummy. No mind for finer things.
Look, I bet that's the end of the Golden Grove.
Yes, and beyond it I can't see a thing, can you?
The Wintergreen Witch knew what she was talking about when she said that abyss was bottomless. Why, the closer we get to it, the bigger it looks. If she ever dropped the pieces of our star in there,
Goodness knows where they'd stop. Probably keep right on falling.
And speaking of falling, we're right over it now.
Goodness, suppose we fall.
Oh, quit your worrying. Melissa said this flying hat was equipped with the best Mabyland motor, didn't she? Well, I'll bet on Melissa any day. She's swell.
You know, it may be just imagination, but I feel distinctly cold. What about you?
Oh, I do feel sort of chilly.
Well, now that you mention it, my stuffing feels a little bunchier than usual, and that always means it's cold.
Say, I see something white ahead. Why, I bet that's the snow country.
Right as usual, Jimmy. It's just as white as can be.
I wonder what we're supposed to do there.
You know, what I'm wondering about is this flying hat. What do we do to stop it?
Oh, I rather think it will stop of its own accord.
Yes, but when? For all we know, it'll just keep right on flying and flying and flying.
Oh, you know motors just can't keep on going forever. You gotta put something in them.
Anyway, Melissa's note said the flying hat would take us someplace. And you know Melissa always tells us the truth.
Oh, look. We're going down.
Yes.
Here we go.
We're going to land on a hill.
Oh, yes.
Boy. Come on, let's get out.
Isn't it cold?
You bet. Gee, I wish I had my sweater.
I could use my green flannel underwear right now.
I'm a bit afraid my crazy quilt colors will get frozen blue.
Look at the flying hat.
Why, it's tipping itself, just like it was saying goodbye.
Now it's flying off.
Yes. Well, there's no doubt about it. This is where Melissa meant for us to come.
Look, everybody. Look at that shiny thing down below us. Isn't that a palace?
Anyway, a mansion. But it's a good piece down the hill.
Gee, I wish I had a toboggan. That'd take us there in a jiffy.
Well, what do we need with a toboggan? Here's Crazy Quilt. Come on, Crazy Quilt. Justify your existence.
Oh, me, just a vehicle. That's me, always doing a bit of transportation.
Poor Crazy Quilt. You don't have to if you don't want.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I was just grumbling. Tobogganing is what I've always longed to do. Climb on. Oh, just a minute till I tuck my legs under me. Yes, there, that's right. Now, off we go.
Whee!
Oh,
my. I got snow down my neck.
Hey, I got snow all the way down my back.
Yes.
I feel like a cinnamon bear frozen pudding for sure.
Let me dust the snow out of your fur, Patty, dear.
Thank you, Judy. Just a little patch back of my left shoulder blade. Thanks a lot.
Say, here's a flight of steps. I didn't see them when we landed.
Nor I, but I arrived head first. Oh, I slipped. Why, they're made of ice.
I think I see something over there. It looks like a snowman.
Why, it is a snowman. Bless my crazy quilt aunt. He's wearing a silk hat, carrying a cane, and has a cigar in his mouth.
Yes, look at his nose. It seems to be a regular red Christmas tree light.
We ought to speak to him. Remember, Melissa said to ask the first person we met about somebody called Nicky Froodle?
Uh-huh. Excuse me, Mr. Snowman.
I'll excuse you anything your little heart desires, my little sunbeam.
I mean, I beg your pardon, but...
Likewise, I will pardon you. Anything for a lady.
Well, do you know somebody called Nicky Froodle?
Nicky Froodle. Let me see. Yes, you must mean Nicky Froodle. Nice chap, Nicky. Yes, indeed. Very nice. Used to play a bit of snow tennis with him. Fine game, snow tennis. You don't play it at all like lawn tennis, not at all. Grasping the racket firmly twixt thumb and index finger, you are safe to strike the pellet.
Yes, but my goodness, Judy, his nose has turned from red to green.
Bless my stuffing, it's just like a stop-and-go light.
How come this change of color, friend Snowman?
Glad you asked me about that, my friend. Glad you asked me. Just a gadget I rigged up last year. Quite a novelty, if I do say so myself. I was directing traffic up to the Winter Sports Carnival. Glad you like the little knick-knack, yes.
Look. His nose has changed to red again.
But despite the changeability of your olfactory organ...
My goodness, why does Crazy Quilt have to talk like that?
Showing off, that's all. He's just showing off.
Well, we are beginning to partake of the frigidity of this northern climate and would be guided to the vicinity of one Nicky Froodle.
Who?
Nicky Froodle.
Oh, yes. Didn't you mention him a while ago?
Sure we did.
I thought the name sounded familiar.
Well, where is he? Where can we find him?
Oh, so you want to meet him, eh? I don't blame you, my friends. Nice fellow, Nicky. Used to play a bit of snow
tennis. Yeah, we know, we know. Snow tennis.
Yes, yes, how things do get around. And who told you that, my little icicle?
Gee willikers, you just told us that yourself, just a minute ago.
So I did, so I did. Well, my little lad, you may enter the presence of Nicky Froodle by going up those steps and ringing the bell. Speaking of bells, I used to know a Swiss bell ringer. Very fine musician, very fine. Used to play Yankee Doodle on 8 sleigh bells. Touched my heart, he did.
Look, his nose has changed from red to green again. Well, we've got the green light. Let's go.
With the greatest of pleasure.
You might bring me back a strawberry snow cone on your way back.
All right, we will if we find one.
This is awful hard to get up. The steps are so slippery.
Ouch. You're telling me? I got a dent in me stuffing.
Yes, I too feel a certain lack of celerity in our ascent.
Oh, boy, here I go.
My, back so soon. Where's my strawberry snow cone?
Oh, come on, everybody. Let's make it this time. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, come on. Wait for me, Jimmy.
Oh, dear. All these steps I must watch. Come on now.
We made it.
There's a bell, Jimmy. Ring it.
Okay. How do you do?
Hello. How do you do?
You must be Judy, Jimmy, the Cinnamon Bear, and the Crazy Quilt Dragon. Oh, I've been expecting you for some time. Won't you come in?
Much obliged to you.
Thank you very much. Are you Nicky Froodle?
I am. Excuse me while I close the door. It's pretty cold outside. Gee, it's lots warmer in here, all right. We've been kind of chilly out there. We're not exactly dressed for it like you are in all that white fur.
Would you mind, please, if I asked a question? I don't mean to be rude, but you look like us, and yet you don't.
Oh, you see, I'm an elf.
Oh, well, Queen Melissa of Maybeland sent us in a flying hat to see about getting our beautiful silver star put together again, and she said we were to see you.
Well, that's right, Judy, but Melissa meant for me to take you to somebody else. And he'll help you. Will you please follow me up the hall?
Yes.
Gee, that's a big door. The gentleman Melissa has arranged for you to meet is waiting for you in his private office at this very moment.
My goodness, who is it, Nicky Froodle?
Why, didn't you know? It's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? I had an idea that's who it was going to be all the time, but I wasn't quite sure. And now that I know, I'm certainly going to be on hand next time when Judy and Jimmy meet him. Yes, sir, a visit with Santa Claus is one thing I couldn't miss.